This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. There is growing controversy in the Paso Robles wine industry over a move by one company to clear-cut an area of oak woodland. Journalist Sky Ravy is an editor for the Paso Robles Daily News and has one of the most in-depth articles we've seen on the issue and joins us now to discuss it. Welcome to KCBX.
Thank you so much for having me.
The property where this is taking place used to be an animal sanctuary, but is now owned by Justin Vineyards. Can you talk a bit about the land and what the winery is planning for it?
So the winery is planning a fairly large expansion. They've already dug a 20-acre-foot pond that's estimated to be about 6.5 million gallons, which they plan to use to irrigate many acres of new grapes. So obviously these are going to be freshly planted, I think within the next few months, although there has been a stop put on the property's expansion for now due to grading ordinances. And they started this work a few months ago.
On the issue of the retention pond, which isn't getting as much press mm-hmm. as the fallen oaks, how do ground pumping rules apply in this situation?
So after speaking to county planning and code enforcement, essentially when things are for agricultural purposes like this pond, they are not really regulated. There is essentially loopholes to promote agriculture within the county for those kind of things. Although typically irrigation ponds like that are filled with rainwater. So it was a particular surprise to neighbors to find out that the winery was planning to fill it with well water.
And in the case of a retention pond, when the water is in the ground, it's everybody's property.
Right.
When it's in a retention pond, it's the property of the landowner.
Exactly.
And it also can evaporate when it's in a pond and not underground.
Yes, there's a much obviously higher evaporation rate. So obviously a lot of that water is going to be lost to evaporation. True.
How are fellow vintners sounding off on this project?
They are pretty fired up. I got a lot of calls from a lot of, I obviously, you know, had a word limit to an extent, so I couldn't even include all the different people that wanted to be included. So I just did some direct neighbors and some major players in the wine industry here locally. But they're, I mean, I think it's fair to say that they're infuriated. I mean, they have been good stewards of the land. They have been here before, Justin, and they just feel like it's completely irresponsible and it's just not considerate to the neighbors or to the land.
The project is currently on hold, yet a large area has already been cleared.
True.
What are people doing to keep it from moving forward or happening again?
So I spoke to Frank Meacham a little bit at the county. He had a meeting with some of these neighbors that had raised concerns.
First district supervisor?
Correct. So he's actually looking at potentially drafting an ordinance to maybe limit oak tree removal like this. He said, though, that, you know, similar ordinances have been drafted before and they were shot down due to agricultural pressure.
What is the parent company of Justin Vineyards saying about this controversy?
So the parent company is the Wonderful Company, which owns Fiji Water and Palm, Wonderful Pistachios. And then they acquired Justin Winery, I believe, in 2010. And they issued a statement along the lines of that they are going to plant oak trees. So they said that they're going to plant 5,000 oak trees.
How old were these trees that were felled?
That's not exactly clear. Although most of the old oak forest here is around like 150, sometimes even 200 years old, 100 to 200 years old. So obviously, you know, this is very old forest that had a lot of eco structure in it, you know. So it's hard to say if the planting of new oak trees will really offset this.
Journalist Sky Ravy, editor of the Paso Robles Daily News on the Justin Vineyard oak removal controversy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I'm Randall White, KCBX News.